You're listening to SBS News.
While the UK's record-breaking winter surge of coronavirus cases has proved less deadly than the previous year, the number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care is still putting severe strain on Britain's health system. Over half of the coronavirus patients in intensive care at the Royal Free Hospital in London are not double vaccinated against COVID-19, a decision that 48-year-old Jassem Nissi regrets after 2 months in care.
You see, my body is shaking because very weak, and my hand when I want to eat is shaking. All my body shaking and feel very cold. I was because I was lazy, to be honest with you. Every day I said tomorrow, a big mistake.
Intensive care consultant Steve Ward says that more beds could be available in his unit had more people chosen to take the vaccine.
It does seem to keep you out of the intensive care unit, which is a benefit for that individual, but it's also a benefit for the other patients we've seen today. It allows beds to be available for people who are having cancer operations.
Consultant urological surgeon Lee Ajayi offered a practical example of the tragic effects of COVID-19-induced delays.
Unfortunately, when we eventually got round to seeing the patient, his cancer had already spread. So we're now dealing with a young patient in his mid-50s who perhaps had we'd seen in a year ago could have offered him curative surgery. We're now dealing with palliative care.
There are currently 19,000 cases of people infected with COVID-19 being treated in UK hospitals and 398 deaths recorded from the virus in the latest reporting period. Records are being set elsewhere around the world, with France tallying over 368,000 cases in a single day this week. In Italy, there were 313 COVID-related deaths announced in the latest reporting period, and on Tuesday, a record 220,532 infections were tallied, more than double the figure announced on Monday. Patients in hospital with coronavirus are sitting at 18,978, with over 1,600 of those cases in ICU. This week, the United States recorded more than 1.3 million COVID-19 cases in one day, shattering the global record. Hospitalizations increased by 33% and deaths are up by 40% from a week earlier. Dr. Emily Landon from the University of Chicago Medicine says the system is under severe strain.
We're running out of beds. We don't have enough intensive care unit beds. So many hospital staff are sick that we don't have enough people to take care of the patients that we have. And we certainly have some very sick COVID patients, either with COVID pneumonia or people who are having dreaded complications of COVID, like heart failure or stroke or heart attacks. Those can be incredibly dangerous.
Research indicates Omicron may be more likely to lead to an asymptomatic case of COVID-19 than prior variants. For those who do have symptoms, a higher proportion experience very mild illness, such as a sore throat or a runny nose, without the breathing difficulties typical of earlier infections. But the extraordinary speed of Omicron in many countries means that in absolute numbers, more people will experience severe disease. In particular, recent data from Italy and Germany shows that people who aren't vaccinated are far more vulnerable when it comes to hospitalisation, intensive care and death. Amongst much political opposition, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz told Parliament that the country should make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all adults, as the country reported a record 80,430 new infections.
There's no decision you make just for yourself, and that's why mandatory vaccination is also important. I, for one, consider it necessary and will actively campaign for it.
Sweden, which long issued hard lockdowns, has recorded more than 15,000 fatalities from the pandemic, several times higher per capita than its Nordic neighbours, but lower than most other European countries. They've now cut the recommended time interval between the second and third COVID-19 vaccine shot to 5 months from 6. Scientists warn that Omicron's whirlwind spread across the globe practically ensures it won't be the last concerning coronavirus variant. Every infection is a chance for the virus to mutate, and Omicron is at least twice as contagious as Delta and 4 times as contagious as the original virus. Dr. Emily Landon says there's no guarantee that future variants will cause milder illness or that vaccines will work against them.
There is absolutely the chance that we could get another variant that is even more deadly than Omicron is, and it could move just as quickly through our population. I think this is, in some ways, a warning shot across the bow. We know what we're dealing with now. We have treatments that can be made available. We have excellent vaccines, and we know how to take care of these patients, and we know what community mitigation measures are going to make a difference. What we really need is sort of the policies and people coming together to be able to be ready to stand up those things to protect the things that matter to us the most.
Greater spread also increases the chance that the virus will infect immune-compromised people who harbour it for a prolonged period of time. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn, SBS News.